Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with this week's Radio Today News, published on Friday the 19th of May 2017. Well, it's RAJAR week with the figures out for the first quarter of 2017. Capital was on top in London, adding nearly a third to the size of its audience since the end of last year. With a reach of 2.24 million, it's way ahead of its next commercial competitor, KISS, on 1.8 million. Magic third in London on reach, with Heart fourth and LBC fifth. Nationally, Global has the top four commercial brands. Heart, nearly 9 million listeners a week. Capital, 8.3 million, Classic FM, 5.36, and Smooth, 5.35. A good book for Radio 4, 6 Music, and the Asian Network, with most other BBC national services losing audience this quarter. 6 Music hit a new record for reach and hours. Kistory, meanwhile, is the most popular digital-only commercial station now, and digital listening has hit 47.2%. Chris Moyles on Radio X added 49,000 listeners this quarter, giving the station its best ever reach at 1.3 million. And since the figures were up, Chris talked about it on Thursday morning's show, and the Global Staff Quarterly Meeting was discussed as well.
So if the figures have been good for the UK and bad for London, he'll go, okay, well, thank you very much and goodbye, everybody watching around the UK. Bye-bye, bye-bye. And the camera goes off and he goes, right, not very happy with you lot. And he spanks us. One by one, yes.
He's sure.
If anyone's listening who works for Global outside of London, you're unaware of this. He hurts us. He hurts us. Unless the figures are good, and he takes us all swimming.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot my trunks on the first one. It's
embarrassing. And, but he got some out of Ross property, yeah.
This is all top secret.
I shouldn't really be saying this. And Richard will be like, I can't believe you. Don't. He'll be like, dear boy, don't be saying that. You know, they'll all be wanting me taking them swimming. You know, I'm not made of money. You know, that's Stephen Miron.
Chris Moyles on RAJAR and the Global Quarterly Staff Meeting. Elsewhere this week, four new community radio licences have been awarded to groups in London. Flex FM is going to be aimed at 15 to 30-year-old dance music fans in Merton, Wandsworth, Sutton and Kingston-upon-Thames. Radio Minhaj is for the BME community in Newham. Nomad Radio for the Somali population in Hammersmith and Fulham. And Maritime Radio for the local community in Greenwich. 15 other applicants were turned down for stations inside the M25 area. Richard Bacon's coming back to commercial radio to present a two-part series for Absolute about the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper. The programme is being made by Indie TBI Media. Richard's been heard on Radio 2 doing some cover since leaving 5 Live in 2014. He's previously been at stations including Capital and XFM, of course. The UK has received 62 nominations in the International New York Radio Awards 2017. They're dominated by indies who've made content for a number of radio stations. There are also nominations for Bauer for Station Sound, Q Radio for The Zoo, and Jazz FM for the Al Jarreau Masterclass. BFBS received 5 nominations for its content as well. All the winners will be announced in New York on the 19th of June, so good luck. Fresh from Eurovision, Graham Norton is the latest big name added to the lineup for next week's radio festival in London. He'll interview Nicholas Parsons on stage. Others there include Vernon Kay, Greg James, Chris Tarrant, Sean Keaveney and Colin Murray. We'll see you there at the British Library for full coverage on RadioTodayLive.com and on Twitter, plus look out for some Facebook Live videos from the event as well. And on this week's Radio Today programme podcast, Trevor Dan talks to Hugh Evans, a.k.a. Moose, about the crowdfunding of a new radio station aimed at the rock metal community called Primordial Radio, which he says will be a new type of online radio station.
When I'm listening to the radio, it's a one-to-one. It's me and the presenter, whoever it is. Trevor, you don't want to be alone. I don't want to be alone. And that's why radio works. Radio is unique in that component. It's very much like social media. It is social media before social media existed. So let's go into that space and run it properly. Because up to this point, please don't take this like I'm being highly disrespectful. But it has been a lot of people volunteering their time because they haven't been able to, you know, to commercialize it, so to speak. So it maybe hasn't been up to the standard of well-funded commercial stations on analog signals. Somebody at some point in time is going to go to that digital space, do a professional job of it, and when they win, they will win. Oh. And we would like to go and own the rock and metal area of that.
And don't forget, you can get news of what's happening in radio every day of the week at radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.